This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
For my money, Tony Bennett is the best singer in the business. That's what Frank Sinatra, told Life magazine in 1965.
It changed my life in many ways. First, it was negative because I had to live up to those accolades. But it ended up a blessing because it had me bump into my best friend. I call him Discipline.
That's Tony Bennett speaking to NPR back in 1998.
It allowed me to just be very consistent. Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. And being consistent with the audience, do consistent performances.
Tony Bennett died Friday morning at the age of 96 after a life that was a testament to that consistency. Think about it. Sinatra said that back in 1965, and Bennett was still putting out albums this decade. And all that time, he stuck to the American pop standards that first brought him acclaim.
Fly me to the moon.
I don't sing any bad songs. I believe what I'm singing. I know they're good. I know they're telling stories.
Maybe it was that choice of songs that explains Bennett's remarkable endurance over the years, even as the country's musical taste changed.
I look for optimistic songs because everybody has personal tragedies. Most of us are all troubled. We worry. What I try to do is when I perform is make people forget their problems, and then also they just say, well, maybe there is a way, as they walk out of my concerts.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
His last public performance was alongside his frequent collaborator, Lady Gaga, at Radio City Music Hall in 2021.
It calls to me.
It was later broadcast on CBS, and it was several years after Bennett was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and he still had the audience hanging on every note.
Your golden sun will shine for me.
Ahead, we look back at Tony Bennett's life. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow. It's Friday, July 21st.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
It's Consider This from NPR, and here's a Tony Bennett quote that made us laugh. It's from the Washington Post obituary today. Bennett was asked at one point whether he ever got tired of performing I Left My Heart in San Francisco, his most enduring hit. And his answer was, do you ever get tired of making love? NPR's Walter Ray Watson has this appreciation of Tony Bennett.
He was a showman with an intimate nightclub sensibility, and he wore it everywhere, like his tailored suits, age-appropriate yet timelessly cool. He made his first records when he was 20.
Let her go. may God bless her wherever she may be.
The world knew him as Tony Bennett. Bob Hope gave him that name, but he was born Anthony Dominic Benedetto in the Astoria section of Queens, New York. His father died when he was 10. Eventually, he quit high school, working odd jobs to help support his family.
I became a singing waiter in Astoria, Long Island, and it was the only job that I said, if I have to do this the rest of my life, I'll be happy doing that.
That's Bennett in 1998 on WHYY's Fresh Air. Bennett said music was a family affair that started back in Italy with his father, who charmed with opera.
In Calabria, he had a reputation for singing on the top of a mountain, and the whole valley would hear it. And they enjoyed him so much.
Bennett himself studied opera on the GI Bill, specifically the technique of bel canto singing. He says a teacher told him to emulate the phrasing of instrumentalists to find his own voice.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams.
A demo of this song made it to producer Mitch Miller at Columbia Records, and Bennett was signed. In short order, he became a million seller, and a 10-year string of hits followed.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care.
Just in time, I found you just in time.
Tony Bennett made a name for himself as a crooner, but he loved jazz, though he wasn't sure he could pull it off.
He always says, I'm not a jazz singer, but I mean, he has a great feel for a beat.
Pianist Ralph Sharon was Tony Bennett's accompanist and arranger for more than 50 years. He told NPR in 1998 that the likes of Duke Ellington and Miles Davis appreciated the jazz sensibility Bennett brought to pop music.
I think that's why musicians love to play with Tony and also like to listen to him.
And because he liked listening to them, Bennett wanted to sing with them. He leveraged his pop stardom to record jazz albums with Art Blakey and Count Basie's orchestra.
But when I get it, I said it, I do, I get the better that. And grab me some glow, no she's a god about, mad about, lowering every ladder.
No matter what style Bennett tried on, Ralph Sharon says one thing was clear.
I think it definitely is and was an identifiable sound. I think you always knew it was him.
Shine a little light on, shine a little light on, shine a little light on me.
Then, in 1962, Bennett's career really took off.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day.
Pianist Ralph Sharon says the song that became Bennett's signature was an accident. Sharon found the sheet music for I Left My Heart in San Francisco stashed in a drawer with some shirts. He packed it before hitting the road.
I always remember, we got to a place called Hot Springs, Arkansas, and I took this out of my bag and looked at it and called Tony, and I said, you know something, we're going to San Francisco next. And I said, this is a song here that might be interesting.
It was much more than that. I Left My Heart in San Francisco became an international hit, clinging to the U.S. charts for almost a year and winning Bennett 2 Grammy Awards.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
With his superstardom, Bennett lent his voice to causes, including civil rights. In 1965, protesters attempting to march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama, were attacked. The incident became known as Bloody Sunday. 2 weeks later, Harry Belafonte convinced his friend to brave the violence down south and go with him to Montgomery to perform, as Bennett recalled on CNN in 2013.
I didn't want to do it. But then he told me what went down, how some blacks were burned, had gasoline thrown on them, and they were burned. When I heard that, I said, I'll go with you.
Tony Bennett was sensitive to the changing times, but he wasn't too keen to change his music. Bennett mostly refused to sing rock, the new sound, instead sticking to standards and recording two acclaimed albums with jazz pianist Bill Evans. Bennett played smaller venues and even did some television. The Muppet Show, David Letterman, The Simpsons, and MTV.
It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue.
In 1994, he sang on MTV Unplugged with Katie Lang making a cameo. The success of the show and album helped tee up Bennett's next 20 years, putting his voice into the ears of a brand new generation. He went on to make duet recordings with everyone from Stevie Wonder to Lady Gaga.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak.
Me too.
But it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
And I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek. But I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Tony Bennett embraced all kinds of music. He told NPR in 2011 that was his life and the secret to his longevity.
I love life. To me, I wish I could communicate to the whole planet of what a gift it is to be alive.
And see into your heart.
Being alive, for Tony Bennett, meant following his passions, which included not only music, but painting landscapes and portraits, signed Anthony Benedetto.
That's NPR's Walter Ray Watson.
Let someone start believing in you. Let him hold out his hand. Let him find you. Watch what happens.
It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Washington Wise. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how it may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/WashingtonWise.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
All that sitting and swiping, your body is adapting to your technology. Learn how and what you can do about it.
I really felt like the cloud in my brain kind of dissipated. Once I started realizing what a difference these little breaks were making, there's no turning back for me.
Take NPR's Body Electric Challenge. Listen to the series wherever you get your podcasts.